Nerd Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 11 with verses 25 through 28. The day of prosperity makes one forget adversity. The day of adversity makes one forget prosperity. For it is easy for the Lord on the day of death to repay mortals according to their conduct. A time of affliction brings forgetfulness of past delights. At the end of life, one's deeds are revealed. Call none happy before death, for how they end, they are known. I titled my perception today, Forgetting Adversity on the Day of Prosperity, The Paradox of Life's Deeds. In the journey of life, we experience an intricate dance between prosperity and adversity. Sometimes we find ourselves basking in the glory of success, while other times we are confronted with the harsh realities of life's challenges. It is during these moments of adversity that we often forget the prosperity we once enjoyed and the God who gives us all. However, it is essential to remember that our conduct during these times shapes the repayment we receive from the Lord. Adversity has a profound impact on our lives. It can leave us feeling disheartened, overwhelmed, and even hopeless. It is easy to become consumed by the struggles we face, allowing them to cloud our judgment and overshadow the successes we have achieved. Yet it is critical to remember that adversity is merely a part of the fabric of life, and it does not define who we are. Prosperity, on the other hand, brings joy, fulfillment, and a sense of accomplishment. We revel in the fruits of our labor, celebrate our achievements, and experience a renewed sense of purpose. However, it is vital to remember and remain humble in times of prosperity, for it is easy to become complacent and forget the struggles that once shaped us. The wise teachings remind us that the Lord repays mortals according to their conduct. This notion suggests that our actions during both prosperity and adversity have consequences. How we navigate the challenges that life throws at us and how we treat others during times of success will ultimately determine the repayment we receive. It is easy to fall into the trap of measuring our happiness solely based on external factors. We often look towards wealth, fame, and material possessions as the markers of prosperity. But the truth is, true prosperity lies in the contentment and fulfillment we find within ourselves and the relationships we foster. I love you, Tony. The paradox of life's deeds lies in the fact that what truly matters becomes known only when our time on earth comes to an end. We cannot call anyone happy before death, for it is the final moments that the true value of one's life is revealed. Our deeds, be it during times of prosperity or adversity, ultimately shape our legacy. Therefore, it is essential to embrace both prosperity and adversity with grace and humility. In times of prosperity, we must remain grounded, remembering the struggles we overcame to reach that point. And during adversity, we should hold on to the knowledge that it is temporary, and our actions during these trying times will shape our future and the place we spend eternity by our deeds done or carelessly shunned. Amen. Join me as we Pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I thank you for all things that you give us and all things that you keep from us for whatever your reason deemed necessary. We continue to pray, Lord, that you allow us to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and we have a lot. Each day we ask those that we meet to pray for us, and those we've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. We touch them in our lives each day. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a friend and a baby that will be born, I believe he said, February 20th now is the date. And David Alexander will come into the world. And we praise God and thank you, Jesus, for all of this beautiful, amazing praise and thanksgiving of prayers that we share today. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Williams, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today we continue to pray for Holy Mother Church as we share a poem from our practice in Sirach 11, 25 through 28. Today is our verses for poetry. Our integral look has a two-stanza poem with its title, Death Makes Not a Soul Happy. In adversity, one forgets prosperity. In prosperity, one forgets adversity. Death day conduct easy for the Lord to repay. All mortals in their affliction forgetful state. Delight of the past are lost in this debate. Revealed deeds of life all can relate. Death makes not a soul happy unless Christ is their fate. Knowing the ending seems like a big mistake. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 28, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 4:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Sunday. Get out and see your teachers, your preachers, those who are sharing the Word of God with you today. And tithe as you appropriately can. And remember to continue to live the Word of God in all you do. Find that humble peace in prosperity and in adversity. Celebrate all things. And when you're having problems, look up to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord. And continue to praise and give back and see that adversity melt away into prosperity once again. For anything in Jesus' name comes to life eternal. Amen. We close today 8:44 in the name of Jesus. We'll call on some angels this morning as we say God bless you to our good friends John and Marie and say I love you so much, Toni. Have an awesome day in the Lord's name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.